My goodness, it's almost Halloween. How quickly the time goes when you're busy building a business. I would just like to say welcome and thank you very much for joining in the call today. And this is the Terrific Tuesday teleclass, and the number here is 218-486-7200, and the bridge for this call each and every Tuesday at 5:30 Pacific is 549-706. I would just like to thank everyone so much for taking the time to listening to the call today, because as you know, time is one of the most precious commodities that we have. And so let's just dive right in. I'd like you to grab a piece of paper and a pen that writes and write down today's date, Tuesday, October the 28th, just about trick or treat time. My name is Carla McNeil, and I'm with retirewithcarla.com. That is Carla, Carla, at retire, retirewithcarla.com. The direct line where you can reach me is 778-835-4032. Now I'd like to welcome you to the Terrific Tuesday teleclass, where we meet every Tuesday at 5:30 Pacific. If you're too shy to come online and ask a question or give a comment, please feel free to send me an email during the call. I have my computer right here. I'd be more than happy to voice your question over the call. So I'm looking for people who want to play in a team environment. I'm looking for people who want to be coached, mentored, and supported. And this is the type of support that you get on the McNeil Championship team, because tonight we're going to talk about stress. That dreaded word, stress. But you know what? Stress is like gravity. We need it. It's there. Doesn't matter what we do about it, it is always going to be there. Stress, we either use it or we lose it. Now, how many of you have ever broken an arm? When you break an arm and a leg, you get it put in a cast. When you take that cast off, your arm kind of looks the same, doesn't it? That's because you haven't been using it. You haven't been putting any stress on it at all. And if you, I ended up with a shoulder issue and ended up in physiotherapy. And that's what we did. We put stress on that shoulder, made it better, worked it gradually, of course, but we used stress. Stress is just one of those universal things that's out there. It's just like gravity. And what stress does is it gives us the opportunity to showcase our talents and our skills. You go, Carla, what do you mean? How can I do that when I'm totally stressed? Well, one of the things that I have found is that when I don't resist stress, when I actually move through it instead of resisting it, I get through it faster, I get through it more easily, and I usually end up with a productive result on the other side. I've learned I have stretched just like I would if I was stretching those muscles in my shoulder when I was recovering from that injury. So by moving through the stress instead of resisting it, because if we focus on the resisting, it's not going to get better. We're just going to resist, resist, resist. And when we focused on resisting, we get more of it. Just like when we focus on winning, we get more winning. If we focus on losing, we get more losing. If we focus on stress, we get more stress. So the difference in how you handle your stress is training. It's just that simple. It's that ability to be trained. Now, as adults, we have had the opportunity to be trained on many things in our lives. And I know personally that building this multi-level marketing business is my fifth career. And I have loved every one of them. And I have trained and learned. I've been coachable. And in all those different careers, I have learned how to do them. And I have succeeded. But then I realized that they weren't exactly right for me, so I moved on. So our ability to be trained also applies to stress. So if you were to think of some great athlete, who would be a really great athlete? Tiger Woods in the playing of golf. Now, I am sure that standing out there on those greens with all those huge crowds around and all those expectations that those people have, because Tiger Woods is the greatest golfer in the world, there's a lot of stress on him. But Tiger has trained and trained and trained and trained. And he has focused on what it is he needs to do, how it is he needs to do it, why he's doing it, and he has trained. So therefore, he is able to, through training, through development, able to focus and get the job done. So that's how we have that opportunity to showcase our talents and our skills when we're in stressful situations. I know that the other big thing that comes up is that fight or flight. Oh my gosh, I've made a mistake. Oh my gosh, something scary is happening. Do you fight or do you flight? I remember a story many years ago when I was still living at home with my mom and dad, and it is my most memorable fight story because I have never been much of a fighter in my life. And my younger sister was about 5 years old at the time, so that means I was probably about 10. And this big kid, to her, in between the age of her and I, so probably about 8, knocked her down and stole her ice cream cone. She came over to where I was watching my mother play baseball, and she was crying and crying. It's like, what happened to your ice cream cone? So she told me the story. And she said, and there's the little girl right over there. Well, I took off like a bullet. I was fighting this one. There was no way that that young girl was getting away with stealing my little sister's ice cream cone. And so the young child ran to her mother and hid behind her mother. And her mother said it was okay for her to do that. Well, even at 10 years old, I stuck up for my sister, and I told that mother that she needed to teach her daughter some manners, and that there was no way on God's green earth that she should be allowing her daughter to steal ice cream cones from little girls. And we turned around and walked away. But my love, my training, my development for my younger sister came to the forefront, and I fought for her. Just like I'm sure many of you have fought for your family and your friends during times in your life. So that stress that happened in that situation was huge. Remember, I wasn't that old, but I used it. And I used it, and I know for a fact that I would not have had the courage to confront an adult at the age of 10. Without having ignited the stress and that fight or flight response. So when we're dealing with stress, we deal with it three different ways. We deal with, well, four different ways actually: mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and physically. So mentally, we need to take a conscious look at what is our capacity to deal with the stress. Are we able to concentrate on what it is we need to get done? Take that learning, make sure we get it all done, or are we going to get sidetracked? Are we going to allow anything and everything to get in the way of our concentration? Because we all create our own norms. What is normal for me would not necessarily be normal for you. I mean, I get up at 5 o'clock in the morning, and the very first thing I do is I take my dogs out for a walk. Now, my dogs have me very well trained, but that is my norm. Now, someone who doesn't own a dog, my goodness, they're not going to be getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning to go outside, no matter what the weather. So we all create our own norms. What is normal for you may not be normal for someone else. But we use that mental capacity to create that norm, to develop our own training, to be able to concentrate what it is we want to be able to do. And a key factor in that is adaptation. How good is the quality of our adaptation to different situations? Are we really adaptable? Or are we kind of stuck in a rut? So how good is the quality? And one of the ways you can tell how good you are at being adaptable is, what do you do when you get confused? Now, as I am building this business and I'm learning some stuff about the internet and building an online presence and all of the different things that go with that, there have been many times I have been confused. I just didn't get it. So I have a coach. I know that I need to be trained, and I know that mentally I am capable. I know that I can develop that good quality, that adaptability. So what I do when I get confused is I go to another source. I find a different teacher for that particular issue. So what do you do when you get confused? Do you throw your hands up in the air, walk away, and say, "Oh, forget it, it's not for me"? Well, you know, if that's what you're going to say, you're right, it's not for you. Because you're not using your stress and you're not building up your capacity to be able to handle it. The other way we can tell how adaptable we are is the speed at how quickly we come back into focus. So if I get totally blown away by something that's happening on the internet with one of my team members, anything along those lines, how quickly can I come back into focus? And what makes the biggest difference is our own mind. It's that self-talk. That's usually what trips us up the most. And you know, I had a huge, huge example of that this morning. As I was driving off to my slave camp job, which I will be leaving on August the 5th, 2010, that's my 5-year plan, I'm walking away from that slave camp job. But today, I'm heading up to the rapid transit train to head into the downtown core of Vancouver. And I normally wear my iPod at that time because that's when I'm heavy duty into personal development. Well, my earbuds were in my purse, and I was driving. I couldn't be rummaging around in my purse and getting my earbuds and all of that. So instead, I drove up to the rapid transit train this morning in silence. It was amazing how quickly that negative default took over. So what was tripping me up was my own self-talk. It was amazing. So as soon as I was able to park that vehicle, I immediately, first thing I did was get those earbuds out and put that iPod on. How we talk to ourselves is usually what trips us up the most. So when you talk to yourself, and we all do, it's called self-talk. Psychologists, it's out there, okay, it's in all the books, self-talk. Now, but you also answer yourself. And what that's called these days is affirmations. I have 147 affirmations that I go through each and every morning. Two of which, I am building a team of dream achievers. I am building a team of business builders. Affirmations. They are very powerful and very positive and keep us moving forward, so that when we get confused, we've got that in the back of our brain. We've been training ourselves. We know what to do. And then yesterday I had someone tell me, "Oh, you know what, Carla, that always happens to me." And I said, do you realize how silly that sounds? It always happens to you. It always happens to you that you fall down on the sidewalk. It always happens to you that someone slams a door in your face. I mean, really, say that out loud to yourself. And does it really always happen to you? So the most important conversation that we have each and every day is the one that goes on in between our own two ears. It's that self-talk, how we talk to ourselves, the words that come out of our mouth are what allow us to build or destroy our concentration, our mental capacity to handle the stress. And when you build that capacity to handle the stress, your life improves. So we build it mentally. Next, I want to talk about building it emotionally. How quickly can you navigate through all of those emotions that happen? Because really, our true character bleeds out when we're under pressure. What comes out when you are squeezed? So if you were to drop a bottle of orange juice and you took a sponge and you mopped up the mess that was on the floor and you cleaned it all up and you went to the sink and you squeezed out the sponge, what's going to come out? Orange juice, right? So what you're putting into your character is when it's squeezed, that's what's going to come out. What do you want coming out of you when you're squeezed? Do you want it to be positive emotion? Or do you want it to be negative emotion? How well we adapt, again, is measured by that speed of recovery. Because you may make me angry, but guess what? I am the only person that can keep me angry. It's my choice. Do I want to stay and wallow in that anger, wallow in the excuses and the self-pity? Or am I going to step back, take a deep breath and say, nope, life's too short. Life's too much fun when I'm in a positive mood. I impact people around me when I'm in a positive mood and things just happen. It gets better. So only me can keep me angry. And yeah, sure, I have bad moments. I can have a bad 10 minutes. I can have a bad couple of hours. But I don't allow myself to stay there all day long. I used to, until I discovered the world of multi-level marketing and personal development. I would wallow in self-pity. I went through years of depression. That important conversation that happens each and every day between your own two ears, that is critical. Because how quickly you navigate through those emotions, how quickly you release them, you let them go. Because the person who initiated that anger you in the first place is usually long gone. The only person you're affecting is yourself. A great quote that I love, this one. Don't wish it were easier. Wish you were better. And that's from the great Jim Rohn, the grandfather of motivational speaking. Because emotions, when you really stop and think about it, emotions are illogical responses. Our emotions and our physiology are all intertwined. And it's how we actually interpret things. Now, if I were to smell chocolate chip cookies, that immediately takes me back to my mother's kitchen, back coming home from school on a rainy day, soaking wet, cold, and my mom was bringing chocolate chip cookies out of the oven. She'd time them so that they were coming out of the oven when we came home from school. So I have some really good memories associated with chocolate chip cookies. Not everybody has that. So that smell can bring up an emotion in me. That smell will not bring up the same emotion in you. So that's why emotions can be very illogical. How we interpret what is going on in our life is where those emotions come from. Now, if I want to get all caught up in the anger and I'm going to walk over and I'm going to smack someone, or if I'd have done that to that girl's mom who stole my younger sister's ice cream cone, that's a choice. That's me getting bound up in those illogical emotions. Because it really is not logical for me to go over and hit someone. It really is not. So how we interpret things that are happening around us is what causes those emotions. And we need our emotions. Our emotions are what give us the vitality. It's what sparks our life. So we want to make sure that, again, we are using those emotions in the most powerful way that we can. So we've talked about stress affecting us mentally, stress affecting us emotionally, and the last one I want to talk about today is about stress spiritually. Inspiration is what's working on the inside. So inside of us is the inspiration, and that's working outside, to the outside. Motivation is on the outside working in. So I would dearly love to be able to inspire you to step out and make a difference in your life. If you're looking for change, go out there, find it, change, make a decision, take action. But that inspiration must come from inside of you. I can't give it to you. I hopefully, through my stories and through what I'm saying, will inspire you in some way, or perhaps motivate you in some way. But spiritually, we need to inspire ourselves. And what inspires me, and what I discovered through my why and through my strategic business coach, John DeLemme, is that my why is what drives me. That's what inspires me. And when you figure out what your dream is, what it is that you're here to do, that you're accomplished, that you would do no matter what, if you didn't get paid for it, what would you do? What is your dream? What would you love your life to look like in 5 years from now? See, I'm building a team of dream achievers because I know how to make it happen, because it's just a process. So we have that spiritual inspiration, and then it's like blowing on that little flame. How many of you ever started a bonfire? You get going, you start out with the little sticks and the moss or the paper, and you get your fire going and you blow on that flame. It's something that's inside of us. Spiritually, it's about what we believe. Whether or not you believe in God, you believe in Jesus Christ, you believe in Buddha, the spirituality is what we believe. And what we believe is what's taking us into our future. You right now are living what you have spoken. The words that you have said that come from those conversations that you have in between your two ears, that is what you are living right now. When you find what inspires you, you've got to hang on to it. Now, it starts out small for many of us. For me, it started out very small. And as I blow on that little flame, and as it grows, and as it becomes something bigger and bigger and bigger, my life becomes bigger and bigger. I'm able to inspire more people. I'm able to motivate more people. And nothing gives me more pleasure than when I am in front of a room and people get it. those aha moments, they inspire me too. It's like, yes, someone else realizes there really is a better way. You don't have to live your life in the 40-year slave camp. What is that flame that's going to drive you to make a difference? Because you can stay where you are. You can come with me on this awesome journey, using our stress to build our mental, emotional, and spiritual capacity. Or you can stay right where you are. One of the things that we need to do more in society today is we need to move more. Now, I'm a scuba diver. That's why I say we're going to dive right into this call. Sharks. If a shark stops moving, it will die. A shark must move to maintain its life. We as human beings must move to maintain our life. We must move physically. We must move emotionally. Remember that arm that's in the cast. You haven't moved it. It kind of looks pretty pasty and pretty ugly when you get it out of that cast. So we need to move as well. We need to move. We need that stress in our life. Remember, stress is like gravity. We need it. If we don't use it, we lose it. Just like the arm in the cast. If I hadn't gone to physio, if I hadn't done anything about my shoulder, we need that stress. So it's in our own best interest to move into it. Don't resist it. Move into the stress. I can't tell you enough how much this has made a difference. And when you move through that stress rather than resisting it, you then move to a different level in your life and you're able to handle more. And that is part of the moving. That's part of the growing. That's part of the learning that each and every one of us need to do on a continuous basis. So in wrapping up our call today, we're talking about stress. Stress is like gravity. You gotta use it or you lose it. Do you have the mental capacity to handle the stress? What do you do when you get confused? Ask yourself that question. Now, I'd really like to hear from you. So please do send me an email at Carla@retirewithcarla.com. That's RetireWithCarla.com. Let me know, how quickly do you adapt to stress? Would you like to be able to adapt even better than you already do? What is your mental capacity? What is your emotional capacity? How quickly can you navigate through that stress? I'd love to hear some of your stories. And remember, only me can keep me angry. Only you can keep you angry. It's always just a choice. Always. And spiritually, inspiration, working on the inside out. Motivation, working on the outside in. I'd like to leave you with a great quote. Affirmation without discipline is the beginning of delusion. And that's from Jim Rohn. In order to build your capacity, your ability to navigate, your ability to blow on that flame and inspire yourself, you must take disciplined action. So I would like to thank you very much for joining me on the terrific Tuesday teleclass. And please join me again next week. The number is 218-486-7200, bridge number 549-706. And I look forward to talking to you again next week. And remember to have some fun. Thank you.